Chapter 53. A surprising calm settled over Thomas.
You can drop me off a few miles away and let me hike in. I'll pretend I've come back to finish the trials. Based on what I've seen and heard, they'll welcome me with open arms. Just show me what I need to do to plant the device.
Another genuine smile crossed Vince's face.
I'll have Charlotte do it herself.
You can get information and help from my friends, Teresa, Eris, others. Brenda here knows a lot, too.
Thomas's decision was quick and absolute, but he'd accepted the dangerous task. It was the best chance they had.
All right, Gally, Vince said. What's next? How are we going to do this?
Thomas's old enemy stood up and looked at him.
I'll get Charlotte to train you on the device. Then we'll take you to our Berg hangar, fly you close to the Wicked headquarters, and drop you off while the rest of us are getting ready with the main assault team. You better be up for some good acting out there. We should wait a couple of hours before we come in with the immunes, or it'll look suspicious.
I'll be fine.
Thomas made an effort to pull in deep breaths to calm himself.
Good. We'll move Teresa and the others over here when you leave. I hope you don't mind another little jaunt through the city.
Charlotte was a quiet, petite woman, and she was all business. She explained the disabling device's functions to Thomas in a curt, efficient manner. It was small enough to fit in the backpack they provided him, along with some food and extra clothing for the cold hike he'd have to take. Once the device was planted and activated, it would search for and connect with the signals from each weapon, then scramble its system. It would take about an hour to render all of Wicked's weapons useless. Simple enough, Thomas thought. The hard part would be planting the thing when he got in without arousing suspicion. Gally decided that Lawrence would be the one to take Thomas and the pilot to the abandoned hangar where they kept the Bergs. They'd fly to Wicked's headquarters straight from there. It meant another van trip through the crank-infested streets of Denver, but they'd take the most direct route, which was down a major highway, and dawn had arrived. For some reason, that made Thomas feel a little better. Thomas was busying himself helping to gather last-minute supplies for the trip when Brenda appeared. He nodded at her and gave her a small smile.
You gonna miss me? Thomas asked.
He made it sound like a joke, but he really wanted her to say yes. She rolled her eyes.
Don't even say that. You sound like you're giving up already. We'll all be back together laughing about the good old days before you know it.
I've only known you a few weeks. He smiled again.
Whatever.
She put her arms around him and spoke into his ear.
I know I was sent into that scorched city to find you and pretend to be your friend. But I want you to know that you are my friend. You...
He pulled away so he could see her face again, which was unreadable.
What? Just don't let yourself get killed.
Thomas swallowed, not sure what to say.
Well, she said. You be careful, too, was all he could get out.
Brenda reached up and kissed him on the cheek.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard you say.
She rolled her eyes again, but smiled. And her smile made everything seem a little brighter to Thomas.
Make sure they don't screw things up, he said. Make sure all the plans make sense. I will. We'll see you in a day or so.
Okay.
And I won't get killed if you won't. I promise.
Thomas pulled her into one last hug.
Deal.